I know that you were going to take the morning off, but he's having a really bad day. Could you get here a little bit early? It was my sister on the phone. I was in the laundry room. Yeah, a couple of hours, okay? Yeah, I think so. Half an hour later, I was putting the clothing in the dryer. She calls again. I'm sorry. He's gone. I call my boyfriend, who offers to come out to Queens with me. And I say, no, I need you to come here and get my clothes out of the dryer and take care of the cat. When I get out to the house, my mother and sister are in the dining room. They're making a list of people to call. I go into the bedroom. My father's body is on the bed. He's wearing an undershirt, adult diaper, and sweat socks. He's on his back, and his eyes are closed, but his legs are bent up with his knees pointing up at the ceiling. I straighten out his legs. Dad, I love you. I'm sorry I got here late. I hope... My mother walks into the room. She goes around us to the night table on the other side of the bed, takes out a spool of thread, and walks out. I sit there for a little while longer until two men come. Then I go into the dining room, where I help my sister with the death announcement. My mother is darning a sock. The two men come by in the hallway, carrying my father's body out in a bag. My mother's back is to them. She doesn't turn around. Then my Aunt Hannah and Uncle Julius show up. Aunt Hannah says, you don't need a fancy box, but you don't want to take the plainest box. Go for the second one up. My sister and I leave the house. We get into the car. My sister says, I was helping him back from the bathroom, and he started to fall. And I knew. I just wanted to get him back on the bed. And she did nothing. Anita, what could she do? I managed to lift him and get him onto the bed. And he wasn't breathing. And I said, I think it's over. And she says, oh, I guess we'll have to get Andrew back from his camping trip. Anita, she's not tracking. You've seen exactly how she is. We get to the Parkside Memorial Chapel in Rego Park. The funeral director asks us if we know what we'd like. I say, the washing? Oh, Tahara. He explains that because it's a Saturday, he won't be able to get the men in to watch and wash the body until after sunset, and my father will need to be buried in a shroud. I look over at my sister and the shopping bag of clothes that she brought, and I say, he'd like that. The simplicity. She nods. He explains that we can put the clothes in the casket with him. Then he takes us downstairs to a cellar filled with caskets. They all conform to Jewish law, he says, and he leaves us to make a decision. The plainest box is, it's a plain box. It's knotty pine, rough, unfinished. The second one up, it's not much better. It's the same box with maybe a coat of varnish and a little sanding. We both find ourselves looking at another box. It's a harder wood, smoother. The top, the lid is rounded, thicker, and there's a Star of David carved in the center. My sister says, what do you think? I point to it. That one. It's Jack. We stop on the way home at a diner down the street from the funeral parlor. My sister looks up from her menu. It's Jack? She says, we both break out in laughter. And then she says, I hope nobody from Parkside comes here because they're going to think that we're the worst human beings in the world. No, they won't. We look at each other for a couple of seconds and... She says, you did a good job with him. And I say, thank you. You did too.